kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kailangang baguhin ng mga kalalakihan ang kanilang pag-uugali at pagkilos sa mga kababaihan kung nais magkaroon ng pag-usad sa pagsiguro sa kaligtasan ng mga kababaihan sa Australia. Ito ang binitiwang pahayag ng Police Chief ng Australia sa pagtatapos ng dalawang araw na Women's Summit. Nagkaroon din ng panawagan mula sa mga tagapagtaguyod ng karapatan na magkaroon ng pagbabago sa at magkaroon ng nag-iisang definisyon ng salitang consent at grooming sa mga state at territory. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Shubha Krishnan at Sofia Petrovich na sinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw, walang magaganap na pag-usad sa kaligtasan ng mga kababaihan kung di babaguhin ng mga kalalakihan ang kanilang mga pag-uugali sa mga kababaihan. Sa ikalawang araw ng National Summit on Women's Safety, sa pamamagitan ng video conferencing, sinabi ng Police Commissioner na kailangan magtakda ng pamantayan ang Australia.
Men need to change, put simply. And we need to make sure that we are, living those values and actually behaving in an appropriate way. We just need to say, enough is enough. And that's why I think men's campaigns in particular, No More, and I've mentioned this before, are I think, a key to changing the way that men in particular are educated, understand that it's wrong.
Anya, napatunayan ng mga datos na mas mataas ang antas ng paghihirap ng mga kababaihan kung ihahambing sa antas ng paghihirap ng mga kalalakihan. Ang Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw.
An Australian Bureau of Statistics data released in 2020 reported that most victims of family and domestic violence assault were women, and many were assaulted by an intimate partner. And in August this year, the ABS revealed 2.2 million women and 718,000 men aged 18 years and over had experienced sexual violence in their lifetime.
Nababahala naman ang Australian of the Year Grace Tame na hindi nakikinig ang pamahalang pederal sa mga biktima at survivor ng sexual assault at violence.
Education is our primary means of prevention. Knowledge is power. And we need to be educating everyone in society, as early as possible and all throughout. And I don't just mean educating little kids all the way through to high school in formal education. I mean educating, community and social services, law enforcement, the private sector. Everyone needs to be involved in the process and learning about the specifics of things like grooming and coercive control.
Matagal nang nananawagan ng mga tagapagtaguyod ng karapatan ng kababaihan para sa reforma sa Australia at pagbuo ng tinatawag na consent laws. Ani Grace Tam, kailangan magkaroon ng nagkakaisang pagharap at pagtalakay ng edukasyon at pagbuo ng mga batas sa bansa.
Also though, we need to reinforce our education with laws that back it up. And currently we have 9 jurisdictions with 9 very different definitions of consent. We have 9 different definitions of grooming. And in fact, in some jurisdictions, grooming isn't even defined at all. We also have 9 different definitions of the age of a child. We have 9 different definitions of the age of consent to sex. And we have 9 different definitions of sexual intercourse itself. And we wonder why we don't have a consistent, solid understanding of each of these concepts.
Sinabi ni Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw, umaasa siya na mas bubuti ang kalagayan sa susunod na salinlahi ng mga kalalakihan. Anya, kailanganin ng mas malaking hakbang, di lamang ang pagsalaysay ng individual na mga karanasan at mga kwento upang magkaroon ng makabuluhang pagbabago.
If victims of abuse are brave enough to speak up, then as a community, we need to be brave enough to listen and act. And if it used to take a village to raise a child, today, because of advances in technology, It now takes a country to keep them safe.
At sinabi ng survivor na si Grace Tame, mahalaga ding bumuo ang lipunan ng ligtas na lugar para sa mga naapektuhan upang maipaabot nila ang kani-kanilang mga tinig at maibahagi ang kanilang mga karanasan.
Informally, certainly conversations enable education. You know, when we connect with each other, when we share, not just as survivors, we heal, you know, and we also educate the whole of society because we get the raw, unique insights from lived experience.
Dagdag ni Grace Tame, habang mahalaga na mapakinggan ang tinig at karanasan ng mga survivor, di dapat nakasalalay sa kani-kanilang mga balikat ang responsibilidad na na mabago o mapabuti ang sistema.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.